Audio Fidelity Records presents a new stereophonic sound spectacular. The world of stereo is filled with spectacular sound surprises. As I was saying, stereo is full of surprises. In an instant, stereo can magically transport you to the concert hall. Or to a bowling alley. Or to a jazz band ball. Here's a vocalist we all know.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table. So cold, so sweet, so vast.
All of us are born with the miraculous ability to determine the direction from which sounds approach us. We're able to tell in an instant where a particular sound comes from. In fact, we have an instinctive emotional need to be able to orient ourselves in terms of sound sources. Therefore, stereophonic reproduction offers us the most natural and satisfying way of listening to recorded sound. Through the miracle of stereo, all of the brilliant sound, the dynamic presence, the complete situational aspect of a great orchestra or a great event can be reproduced in what is virtually a live performance in your very own living room. As long as we're getting a bit technical, I'd like to remind you that most women and children can perceive higher frequencies of sound than most men. This demonstration consists of a continuous sweep of audio frequencies from 50 cycles to past the limit of audibility. First, 50 cycles to 500 cycles. Cycles to 5,000 cycles. 5,000 to 10,000. 15,000. 15,000 cycles to infinity. By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity stereo discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair. Join me at the airport for a jet flight. First stop, Moscow, and a cartoon in stereo.
Only way to settle this argument is to play Russian roulette. Do you know how to play Russian roulette?
No, I don't.
You play Russian roulette this way. I have this pistol. One bullet in chamber. Spin cylinder. Cock the gun. Hold the gun to your head and pull the trigger. I go first. Good luck. Now you go. Here's the pistol.
W-O-O-F Hoople.
And it's time to play What's My Melodic Line? The game where you try to stump E-Virtuosi de Hoople by sending in the score to any instrumental piece written between 1600 and 1750. Our musicians here, who are probably more familiar with the corpus of the Baroque repertoire than perhaps anyone else in the world would want to be, they are given nothing but the title, and if they are unable within 1 minute to begin playing the opening section of the work, the listener who sent the piece in receives a beautiful painted plaster bust of Giuseppe Torelli and becomes eligible for the grand prize presented at our annual Baroque Bingo Banquet of the complete works of Vivaldi, recorded on convenient 45 RPM records, which will be sent out one a week with the compliments of WOOF over a period of 35 years. Now today we have a very interesting coincidence. Three listeners have sent in works by the same composer. That composer is Arcangelo Spumoni. Now he is one of the most prolific and least known of the many prolific and unknown Baroque composers, so I think our boys here may be in for a little bit of trouble. Well, I'm looking at them now through the big plate glass window that separates the announcer's studio from the music studio, and they have their instruments ready, so let's get started. Our first piece was sent in by Thorn Thornson from over there in Beulah, and he wants to see if you fellows can play Spumoni's Concerto Grosso in F major, Opus 2, number 537. Well, they're conferring now among themselves. Arcangelo Spumoni was born in 1605 and flourished around 1700. He was a pupil of Vivaldi and distantly related to Casanova's mother, Bossa Nova. And this concerto is subtitled La Primavera. Until recently, it was referred to, when referred to at all, as the Spring Concerto. However, a recent paper by Professor Paul Behrer, published in the current issue of the Musical Hind Quarterly, reveals that Spumoni was married twice during his life, both times to women named Vera, making it clear that the subtitle is, in fact, a dedication to his first wife. Well, I've gotten the signal from E-Virtuosi now, so let's see what they come up with. That is absolutely correct, gentlemen. That is how Spumoni's Opus 2, number 537 begins. All right, now next we have a piece sent in by Miss Sarah Saracen, who lives in Plum Coulee up in Manitoba. And the piece she's hoping will trip you up is the Trio Sonata in E Major by Spumoni, Opus 1, number 1. Okay, the boys are already ready, so let's hear it.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. We're always putting her down,
down, down,
because our laundry came back brown,
brown, brown.
I don't care if they think she's bad, I fell in love 'cause she looks so sad.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
Dang it!
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirts are brown.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
It.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out!
Dang it.
I felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love, oh leader of the laundromat.
That banging on the piano?
I don't know.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you. Where's the money?
Number two, numbered partials present, 64. Number three, waveform with all partials present. Sawtooth wave, 264 hertz. Number four, waveform with no overtones present. Sine wave, 264 hertz. Number five, sum and difference tones. Sine tone, followed by 440 hertz sine tone. Tones, pitch tones, emphasized. Number six, beats. 200 hertz sine tone added to 203 hertz sine tone, producing beat, difference tone of 3 per second. Number seven, white noise. Thank you.
Thank you.